This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence, your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLauro5. Backspin Golf is brought to you by French Lick Resort and Casino, Men O' War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Clark's Pump and Shop, and Dan Cummins of Paris and Georgetown. Now let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. It's Backspin Golf, as you know. Well, most of you know. Some of you just by pure luck have found us here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And here's the question that everybody that is a fan of Backspin Golf is asking. Where in the world is Perry French? Perry French. We have no idea, because for a while now, we had one time where he came in the studio with me, but every other week, we have no idea where he is. Is he in Tahiti? Is he in Evansville? Is he in Boise, Idaho? Is he in New York? Hi, Perry French, Perry French.
Hi, Matthew. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I am in the world. Yeah.
You are really...
It's been a crazy summer.
And it ain't over. I mean, even though we're getting towards the end of August, it's still some craziness left to go. How are you doing? You good?
Everything's good, yeah. Like I said, it's been a fun, fast summer. Kind of navigating the COVID situation. Actually had an event up here in New York this week and played in a member guest with an old high school buddy of mine. And us two seniors got paired in with the young flat bellies. And it was, we didn't fare horribly, but we definitely didn't win the tournament. We had some really good matches. It was 5 9-hole matches. So it was a really fun competition. And, there were some, you know, giving a few shots here and there, but it was pretty close as most of the players were single-digit handicappers. But we had our hands full with these guys. They did a little better job of ham and egging than we did. But we had a good time, and it was fun to catch up and play a little golf. But we are getting ready to get back into it here next week.
Well, here's the thing about something like that, you and the flat bellies. The heck with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. Yeah. If they're as good as you are when they get to be your age, and you're not that old, I'm old, you're not that old, they'll be pretty happy is my guess. So let them have their fun while they have flat bellies, and let's see what happens when their bellies puff out a little bit. Not that yours does.
I think they enjoyed it. But, yeah. I think they enjoyed playing golf with us, and they you know, that we were competitive, and, and we had some good matches and met some good young guys, and it was a lot of fun, as the member guest is supposed to be. Yeah. So
cool. All right. Yeah. Now, coming up on the show, I am going to be talking with our buddy Matt McCrady who's over at Man of War Golf, and I'm going to talk to him about this as well, but I am very excited because Thursday, August 27th at 6 p.m. over at the best practice facility in the world, Man of War Golf, there will be a wedge clinic led by, I believe, you, right? Is that correct?
It will be myself and the head teaching professional and general manager, Brad Bichon, out there. We'll be doing an event, and we'll look forward to your attendance, and hopefully we'll get a good turnout of anybody listening that hasn't signed up. Just contact Man of War to register to come out to the clinic get a chance to try out the new wedges, which is, I know, been on your docket for a while, so I'm glad you're going to be able to do that.
Yes. Here's the thing, and I'm going to talk to Matt about this as well. It's the information I have is it's a 90-minute deal. It's $159.95, so say $160 bucks. And for that $160 bucks, you will get this incredible short game wedge clinic. Cleveland, of course, are Cleveland wedges, and a wedge. Is that correct? Is that
that's correct?
Right? How do you even do that?
Or a putter. We're actually offering the new line of frontline putters and premier SOFT putters. So you'll have a chance to do a part of the short game clinic as a little episode on putting, and
you
get a chance to try the new models of putters
And
find out which ones fit you, which I think you've been through that to find out how effective that can be. And of course, you can choose to get a putter or a wedge, but that is inclusive in your price for the event. So it's a neat event. We work on making sure it's the right wedge model for you, whether it's the new RTX Zipcore, the CBX2, or the Smart Soul series of our line of wedges, and certainly the Bounce. And the loft and shaft type, and make sure it's a wedge that really fits in your bag. And of course, you get the one, and you can buy the set if you are so inclined.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that's what I'm going to do. But the putter, I don't need a putter. I have my frontline putter already,
I'm
the best putter in Lexington with it. So
I like it.
I mean, I don't need another. You saw it right here in the hallway.
Oh,
you saw how good I was with it.
It was pretty incredible, and you've been sending me pictures ever since your exploits on the golf course, which is truly fun. It really is. You don't necessarily get those kind of significant results and leads to such success, and you've had it almost instantaneously, which has been pretty cool right from the start with that. So keep it up.
Okay.
Keep it up.
I will. Now, you have, I understand... We are in the FedEx Cup, of course, this weekend, the Northern Trust. Mm-hmm. There's only three of them this year.
Right.
So we have next week and then the week after or 2 weeks after. I'm not sure. Is it?
2 weeks after, yeah.
2 weeks
after. There's a break.
Right.
Yeah, there's a break.
The Tour Championship at Eastlake. But you have some fun facts about the FedEx Cup or something, do you?
There is. I've got five fun facts about the FedEx Cup.
Wow.
So some things that are... Pretty interesting that has occurred over the years, and I think we'll see if our audience, how many will actually know the answers to some of these facts. The first fun fact is it started 13 years ago, so it's been 13 years since the inception of the FedEx Cup, okay?
Now, okay, wait, 14. Hold it. I'm sorry to stop you so quickly. Here, how did you feel when they announced this FedEx Cup playoff deal? People had very different opinions.
Absolutely.
About this.
Yeah, it was like, oh, geez, what is this? You know, it was kind of like maybe, I'll use the word hokey for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this? We don't need it. It's happening in the middle of the golf season. What happened to, the majors and stuff?
Right.
And they were trying to put it all in. It's turned out to be a pretty neat conclusion to the season, especially as we've now morphed into the year-round wraparound season and such.
Yeah.
So I think it's done a nice job of putting the golf season in a finality state for all of the majors, and this qualifying, of course, it's a big money grab. My gosh, a lot of money at stake in over the years, and I'm sure the pros like that as well. The fact is that it does, lead into the next, it's football season, and the golf events that take place are for the guys who need to play, want to play, and have, get the season rolling again, but kind of gives the whole season kind of a start and finish, if you will.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Number
so
one.
So that's the first. So 13 years ago, that's just a headline.
Okay.
The number one money winner over the 13 years, can you take a guess of who that might be?
Who's won most money?
It's not the most obvious, and it's not the most obvious.
Okay. Yeah, who's won the most money in the 13 years of the FedEx?
Of the FedEx.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
These are just specific FedEx Cup events and winning the FedEx. Those dollars, not the,
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say it's got to be somebody wacky. Justin Thomas.
No.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy, and he's won $40 million plus dollars. Hello. Thank you very much for the FedEx Cup. Hello. Thank you, Rory. So that's a pretty strong to say. And yeah, he just surpassed Tiger with his win last year. So that's how Rory is. That's how Rory is rolling.
Yeah.
Number two, kind of the top, only nine current tour pros have qualified for all 14 of the, or 13 of the, now 14 of the FedEx Cups.
Nine?
Can you name me a few? Yeah, only nine. There's only nine players over the last Now we're in the 14th year, so all the two that they will qualify. Can you give me a few?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you
probably
can.
Not.
You just named one of them.
Well, you just named one of them.
Justin Rose.
Justin Thomas.
Remember, Justin Thomas wasn't here 14 years. Exactly. There you go.
All right. Justin Rose, hold on, please. The 14-year thing is the big thing. Oh, now we got Jeopardy.
I'm going to give you another second.
This is great. Yeah. Like, I don't have enough stress in my life. Thank you.
Here's the list. Okay. Adam Scott, Matt Kuchar, Charles Howell III,
yeah.
Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson, Ryan Moore, Grant Snedeker, Justin Rose, and one and only Charlie Hoffman. So he's always shown up at these events. So those are your 9 players who have made the FedEx Cup all 14 years.
See, you could have said, I'll give you $20,000 if you can name... Charlie Hoffman? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good for him.
And he's won this past week up here at the Deutsche Bank, and so he's in it.
Yeah.
The next one. Over the previous, 14 years, only one tour pro has been inside the top 70 in point standings, and right now he sits at 67th as he enters his 14th consecutive Tour Championship, FedEx Cup. Hmm. Who is this one person? Again, it's from that list I just read off to you. So,
okay. I'm going to say he sits at 60. Phil.
Ding, 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 ding. You're correct. Wow. It's Phil Mickelson. Good. Nicely done. Good job. There it goes. All right. In FedEx Cup history, there has been some significant comebacks, but interestingly enough, very few people outside the top 15 ever win the FedEx Cup when it starts. It's just the way it's structured.
Right.
But who in the history of the FedEx Cup has had the largest comeback ever to win it all? And I'll give you a clue. He finished the last. This was four events. The FedEx Cup was four events. He finished in the second event. He finished tied. He miscut, tied for second. Win. To win the FedEx Cup.
I know who this is. I mean, I remember
yes,
when
do.
This happened.
He just showed up last week on the leaderboard.
Oh, Billy Horschel.
Didn't win. That's right, Billy Horschel. Hadn't seen Billy in a while. So what a good 80. He was 82nd after his miscut
right.
in points and came. What a finish. Tie for second, win. Woo, that's quite a finish for
yeah,
me.
But he went to Florida, so we don't care.
No, oh, okay.
You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying.
And the number 5 on my list of 5 fun facts, 5 is the number of wins by one player, the most ever in FedEx Cup events. Can you name who that is?
He's won 5 of the FedEx
five
Cup
of the FedEx
events.
Cup events. And that would include the Tour Championship Finals. And he is the only one with 5 wins. And
Justin Thomas.
Guys with 4. No, it's Rory McIlroy.
Oh,
the
forget
money.
Rory McIlroy. Of course it is. He won $40 million. Of course it's him.
There's a lot of good things happen. I think the FedEx Cup has been certainly a huge bonanza for the players.
Yeah,
they're loving it. I think as a golf fan, and certainly we are golf fans, it's kind of fun to have the season have that conclusion. It used to be when the PGA Championship was over, it's like, first of August, it's kind of all over, and, who won the 4 majors, and yes, we may have the FedEx, we may have the Ryder Cup to look forward to, which is always fun, but that wasn't going to be till September,
right.
And so this is, I think in going to 3-2 qualifying events, the week off, and then the finals,
right,
even gives it more magnitude, so I think that's really kind of evolved into a fun way to wrap up the golf season.
And, of course,
here we are with
this stupid, crazy year, then we have the U.S. Open and we get the Masters in November. So it's going to be, All right.
It is going to be amazing. The thing about that, we do have the U.S. Open in September and the Masters in November.
Yeah.
It kind of blows me away.
all right. We had a whole bunch more to talk about, but we're out of time. So we're going to have to, I'm telling you something, though. I don't care where in the world you are. Next Thursday, August 27th, I will see you.
That sounds perfectly right.
Okay, now.
We will see you then.
Say hi to Chris Mascaro.
Hi, Chris Mascaro. Hope you're doing well.
Next on the tee, best podcast on golf. go to podbean.com. All right. Have a safe trip back. I'll see you Thursday.
All right. Very good, pal. See you then.
See ya. Thanks, Per.
See ya.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Man O' War Golf, the golf improvement experts.
Welcome back. Backspin Golf, ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. You know, golf has been back for a while, thank goodness. And one of my favorite people to talk to about it is Trevor Reese, who has joined us many times on this show. And I'm very appreciative, always. You can go to OutsideTheCut.com and check him out. Hi, Trevor Reese.
I'm appreciative, too, to be on with you all the time. It's a fun experience. It's great. So thank you for having me again.
Did you hear that, Sean? Sometimes, Trevor, sometimes I get the feeling Sean just sits here and goes, I don't know why people want to talk to you. But anyway, it's good when people say that, so I appreciate it. All right, here's where I want to start with you. We had some fantastic golf on the same weekend. We had the U.S. Amateur was going on. I hope this is right. I hope I haven't lost my mind. We had the Ladies Scottish Open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same
mm-hmm.
weekend. And I watched both of those with great interest. They were both really terrific. I want to start with the U.S. Amateur with you.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me just say this. How good are these amateurs, these guys? They're unbelievable.
I mean, I have guys that I'll play golf with, and they're scratched. They're plus one, plus two. They're really, really good golfers.
Yeah.
They can't even come close to playing like these guys. I mean, it's unbelievable how good they are and how, I mean, they're college kids, and they're just dominating a golf course like Bandon Dunes. It's
yeah.
just unbelievable. I mean, the wind is blowing a million miles an hour. It's different than almost any other golf experience in the country, I would say.
Yeah.
Just because of the conditions and the way the course is set up, and the undulations in the fairway, and you gotta be in the right spot. To just go there for I don't know how many of the guys had played there before, but
not very many.
I'm assuming a lot of them, it was their first time there. To play that well, I mean, in the final match, they made an unbelievable amount of birdies.
Yeah,
you know, and it's in tough conditions with the U.S. Amateur on the line. I mean,
yeah,
they're yeah. unbelievable. I don't even know really how to put it into words how good these guys are. And you'll be seeing a bunch of them, you know, playing on the big tour coming up soon.
And you know, you brought up the words, they're college kids. This has a lot to do with it, though, because we've mm-hmm. seen it with Matthew Wolf and Colin Morikawa, and we'll talk about Morikawa in a minute, but we've seen these guys get out of college, and they are ready. And the other thing that I always think about with them when they're that good, they have no fear. They don't care who
yeah.
they're – they don't care that Brooks Koepka's and they're teeing it up with him in a tournament. They don't care. And that's a staggering.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, so what?
Well, it speaks to the development of the college game in the past 5-10 years. Because, 15, 20 years ago, if you were a really good golfer, maybe except for Tiger Woods, who did go to college, but, you know, a lot of these guys would just turn pro.
Right.
You know, and they weren't ready. And I don't know about you. I'd love to go to college. I loved college, you know.
Me too.
It's a fun experience. Why not go there, get really good, and have some fun in college, and then turn pro? And that's what you're seeing recently. And these guys, you're right. These guys are ready to go when they decide they want to turn pro. And there's so many great programs now that great coaches, and the team atmosphere is great too.
Right.
You got a bunch of guys that are helping you out. You got each other's backs. So it's the evolution of the college game, which is it's really making amateur golf that much better.
Yeah, and you know, it was at one time it was like I remember when David Duval came out. Oh, he went to Georgia Tech, and oh, Cooch went to Georgia. Every once in a while, they would mention the college they went to, but you didn't hear it regularly at all. And now,
right.
on every tournament because it's really important. I mean, you know, they were the SEC Player of the Year, or this Billy Horschel goes to Florida, and we hear about that all the time. We're talking with Trevor Reisk of OutsideTheCut.com. So I want to talk to you about a couple of things that happened in the U.S. Amateur.
Okay.
The first was we get to the semifinals, and we have two kids battling, two young men really battling it out, and they're one of them's father is on the bag with him caddying, and we had seen glimpses of him a few times. You could tell how intense he was, and that's great. It's his dad and all that. And then while we're watching, we see a ball fly into a bunker and a caddy get into the bunker and start testing the sand, moving his hand back and forth, which I don't know about you, but I'm doing it now because you can't talk about it and not do it. I'm showing you how he's doing it. So he tests the sand and immediately, what's his name? Sean? I should know his name. Anyway, the dad comes running over and calls the official over and says that's illegal and ends up losing the hole and the match in a semifinal in the USM. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Nope.
Yeah.
And I guess the guy was a local caddy too.
He was a caddy from Bandon Dunes.
You know, I mean, you could be from anywhere. If you're caddying, you need to know that that's against the rules. I don't understand what was going on. I still don't get it. And that's a tough way to go down, especially because, you know, who he lost to ended up winning the whole thing.
Right.
You know?
Right. Strafacci, his name is, the guy who ended up winning, and Oliva Pinto was the golfer. Now think about him too. And if we want to know, we were just talking about how mature these guys coming out of college are. This guy, Oliva Pinto, lost a semifinal in the USM because his caddy messed up. And if you saw his interviews after that, I could not believe how classy that kid was. It was amazing.
Yeah, really, really mature. Yeah, I mean, you know, what else are you going to do at that point?
I mean, you just gotta... I know how I would have handled it.
Yeah, I know. I know how you would have handled it, John.
You do. I'll bet you do.
But I mean, good for him for handling it that way. I'm sure in private he wasn't handling it as well, but
that's okay.
You know, like you said, these guys are ready for whatever comes with going pro, and the game is part of it, but also handling media and you know, questions like he got afterwards. I mean, that's part of it too, and they're ready for that as well. You know,
fantastic. That tournament was just great, and I have a feeling we're going to be hearing about Strafacci as one of those guys, because the way he played, especially in the final, I mean, both of them played great, but that final was fantastic too.
All right. Yeah, and he was down big early on and battled back. And I mean, and I just love match play. I mean,
it's the greatest.
We're not gonna get a Ryder Cup this year, which stinks. I mean, we'll have to wait till next year. But that satiated me in terms of watching some match play. So,
yeah.
There's so much gamesmanship. There's so much else going on than just a regular stroke play tournament. I love watching it. It's awesome.
Well, we saw, and, you know, we know it. There were a couple of holes where, you know, the first guy would hit it 4 feet. The next guy would have it 30 feet away and then make the putt. And it's, and as they always say in match play, you never know what's going to happen. And we have the U.S. Women's Amateur coming up also, which that's always a great event too. So,
and you know, it's not just the guys that are really good at a young age. It's the ladies as well. They're unbelievable.
All right. Let's talk a little about the playoffs and what's going on this week. Northern Trust and Tiger is there. Brooks Koepka will not be there. He has pulled out of all the playoffs because of this knee issue, and that's kind of a shame. But you know, he's had a rough time with this knee, and maybe he'll now heal up.
He's been lingering for a while, and he was kind of in a precarious position coming in anyway.
Yeah,
He's top 10 in the world, but he's not very high up in the FedEx ranking. He's right on the bubble there. I mean, he could have his season could have ended after this tournament anyway.
Right.
If he had played poorly, which it sounds like he was thinking he might, because
right.
he backed out. I would imagine. I mean, it's always been Brooks's MO to play and win major championships, and you got the U.S. Open in what, 4 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's making the right move. Shut it down. Get himself as healthy as he can, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him win a third U.S. Open at Wingfoot. You know, I mean, he's just that kind of guy. So
yep.
he's probably doing the right thing.
It is 2020. Anything can happen.
Crazier things have happened this year. That's right.
All right. Now, obviously, Tiger's playing. He's not there. But what's your sense of what's going to happen as we have, after this week, of course, we have only have two FedEx Cup events ending it at Eastlake. Well, you get a feeling. I mean, I don't know how are people picking somebody to win the FedEx Cup in the final round of all these tournaments? We have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to look at the top 10 in the world. I mean, mainly the top five right now. Those are the guys I see coming out of this thing. At different times, John Rahm's been the best player in the world this year. Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, at different times in the past year, year and a half, all these guys have been like quote unquote the best player in the world, right? I mean, we're always quick to try and say who's the best right now, you know, and all of those guys have gotten that. Bryson at when he was on a tear there. So I think you just look at the top 10 in the world. It's going to be one of those guys, unless, you know, maybe Tiger does something crazy. I mean, he's had some rest.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping,
Well,
everybody.
It's also interesting down around the 70 mark. I mean, you got Phil Mickelson, among some other, Ricky Fowler is down there. So are those guys going to jump back into the mix, or are they going to be done after this weekend? You know, so interesting storylines around. The FedEx Cup, I think, kind of gets a bad rap. I actually enjoy it. I mean, I think it's what else are you going to do this time of year? Or typically, it's a weird year. But, in years past, like, what are you going to do in the fall? You know? I mean, this is something it's fun. It's, there's somewhat manufactured, but there's drama up until the very end.
Yeah. No, I get that. I haven't been the biggest fan. And, I think a lot of it has to do with them having FedEx Cup standings after the first tournament of the year.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a bit overkill.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah. I mean, they'll start doing it again in a month or two, right?
Yeah,
I mean, for next year.
Yeah, they will. Have you been able to play at all?
I think, with COVID and all that, my wife and I both work full time.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait till daycare opens back up. We have a toddler at home. So that's been an experience for the past 5 months. So I think I've played two or three times this year.
Yeah. Not enough.
Which stinks. Yeah, it stinks. Hoping to get out a little bit next week, but it's really hurt the golf game. I got a putting mat. I put it in my basement. That's about all I've been doing.
Yeah, but think how good you're going to be. Think how many putts you're going to make.
That's the theory.
Yeah.
That's the theory, but in practice is a whole different thing.
It'll take you a couple of holes, and then you'll be right back in the swing of it. You're a young guy.
I hope so.
You're okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for jumping on with us again. I always love talking to you, and good luck with the toddler, and hopefully everything goes okay. And I'll check back in with you in a couple of weeks or so, and we'll maybe wrap up the FedEx Cup and see what's ahead.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. See ya.
See ya.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.